This is BBC Radio 4, the Home Service, Saturday Night Theatre.
Tessa!
Constant Nymph, a play by Margaret Kennedy and Basil Dean from the novel of Margaret Kennedy. The Constant Nymph. The composer Albert Sanger hated England, left it at an early age, and never went back. He roved about from one European capital to another, generally accompanied by his preposterous family, known collectively as Sanger's Circus. They seldom remained more than 3 months in the same place, but they had, as a matter of fact, one home of their own. An overgrown chalet high up in the Austrian Tyrol, where the cattle strayed and browsed all day on the steep alpine meadows. Sanger was accustomed to spend the spring and early summer here at the Karinderhütte. And here he invited all the world to come and stay with him. It is one of these visitors that sits now at Sanger's piano. Here's a tune that is played from somewhere in the amphitheater of mountains outside the open windows, and writes it into his score.
Gentle earth, lightly lies on a maid untimely slain.
Oh, shut up. Not here.
Gentle earth.
Oh, 10 million devils. Kate! Kate!
Was I disturbing you?
Oh, not at all. It doesn't disturb me a bit. Of course I can work at my opera with your filthy caterwauling going on.
I'm sorry. I get so little time to practice. But I'll stop if it disturbs you, Louis.
Thanks very much.
Linda, did you call too?
Yes, Kate. How can I sleep out here in this hammock with you bawling your head off?
Sorry, Linda. Sorry.
Lightly love.
Oh. I just climbed the hill. I put my luggage here.
Hey, who are you?
Well, please to repeat that tune. It's enchanted.
Who are you, I said?
Trigor. Kirill Trigor. And you are perhaps a guest of Mr. Sanger? I also.
Keller.
To whom have I the honor to address myself?
My name is Dodd.
Dodd? You are Mr. Louis Dodd? Is it possible this so gifted composer?
Yes, my name's Louis.
But I am enchanted. For you, I have long cherished the deepest admiration.
Thanks very much.
Oh, do not, my dear sir, be too much despairing.
Despairing?
If people hate your music, it is because you are so very great. I should not mind it if I were you.
Thanks, I won't. Oh, for heaven's sake, sit down. Over there.
Yes, thank you. Oh. It was a hairy climb up this Alp. But here we are now at the Karinderhütte. You stay here before? Oh, but that is natural. You are already the dear friend of Albert Sanger.
Am I?
It is well known. And I also shall perhaps become the friend of the great composer. It is my hope. Already I have done some work for him. I have designed the ballet for his opera, Akbar. He invites me to stay with him and his family.
Really?
Yes. So I must first make my salute to his family. It is a large family, yes?
Yes, pretty big.
How many are now here?
Well, to behold the slumbering form in that hammock out on the veranda.
Oh,
that's Madame.
Madame? You would say Mrs. Sanger.
Yes, if you like. Then there's the children.
Many children?
Dozens.
Yes. All the children of Madame?
No, not all. Only one.
And then the rest, they've had another mother.
Several.
For example?
He collects children without meaning to. They're not all here. There isn't room.
Perhaps I should now go and make my salute to him.
You better not. I doubt if he'll see anyone just now. He's ill.
Ill? But I had not heard. But...
Drink.
So. Then to whom shall I salute myself?
I'll wait till I finish this. I'll call Kate. She's the eldest. She runs the house. You're a nice girl, Kate.
Untimely.
What is it, this composition?
Oh, just a little charade I'm writing. For the children to act on Sanger's birthday. We call it Breakfast with the Borgias. Anything more you'd like to know? Here are some of them.
Please?
Two of Sanger's children.
Oh, Lewis! Haven't you finished it yet?
Let me see. Let me see.
How can I finish anything in this menagerie?
Yeah, I've got enough done for us to rehearse it this evening.
It's nice. It's a very nice little tune. Clever Lewis.
Thank you, Tessa, my cherished one.
I say, Lewis, who's that over there?
That, my dear Paulina, is a visitor.
I know. Sanger got a letter to say he was coming.
Did he, Tessa?
Yes, and you should hear how he goes on about it. He says he never...
Come over and be introduced. Mr. Tagore, may I introduce the child?
Me first?
This is the younger, Miss Paulina, sir.
How do you do?
I am most delighted.
And this is the elder, Mr. Razor Sanger.
I am most delighted.
Make your curtsy, Tessa.
Oh. Hmm.
That's it. Tessa's the best of the bunch, though she doesn't look it.
Oh, Lewis.
Mr. Tregaron, you brought a lot of luggage. Are you staying long?
It is permitted, Miss Pauline.
No, Mr. Tregaron. It isn't unless you can eat bacon. That's all there is in this house. Are you a Jew?
No, I am from Russia.
Well, there are Jews in Russia, aren't there?
They are not, as I.
How dreadful for them, poor things. But you see, we don't mind Jews here. Our sister Antonia has a great friend who's a Jew. His name is Jacob Birnbaum, but we call him Ikey Moe. He owns 15 cents.
He's an art patron, so you'll like him, Tregaron.
Oh, but Lewis, I've just thought. We can't rehearse this evening without Antonia.
You see, Mr. Tregaron, my sister Antonia's run away. She's been gone for nearly a week.
Sanger's quite annoyed about it. He says he'll belt Tony soundly when she gets back.
And Linda says...
Linda is Madame out there on the hammock.
Linda says if Tony gets into the habit of going off like this, it's odds on she'll be bringing him home a grandchild one of these days.
And Sanger says that she can take herself off for good if she does, for there's too many to keep in our family as it is.
No, Sanger doesn't mean half, he says.
Yes, Lewis, that's true. He's always saying he's going to send Paulina me to school.
He will send you one day, Tess.
Oh, no, he won't.
He will. I've been talking to him.
Lewis, you dirty dog.
Yeah, I told him this house will be ever so much quieter when you're both safely under hatches.
We're much too old.
Not at all, Paulina. All nice little girls are shut up till they're 21.
Oh, we aren't nice little girls. Oh, and it's too late to turn us into it. Oh, well, what about this rehearsal?
What about it, Tessa?
Oh, it's only 3 days to Sanger's birthday, and he'll hate it unless it's properly done.
Tony's a wretch to run away.
Oh, we can do a good deal without her. I know. Mr. Tregaron can help. He dances in a ballet.
Really?
Well, I've heard of dancing elephants.
Oh, no, no. I imagine I make steps for the ballet.
Well, then, you'll have to sing.
Oh, I cannot sing.
Oh, but you must. Come over to the piano. Everybody here has to sing. Yeah, sing that.
Oh, please to excuse, I cannot.
Now, Sanger expects all his guests to sing. Sing this.
Stop that noise. That's the second time you've woke me up.
Mr. Tregaron, Mrs. Sanger.
Oh, I am most delighted.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Tregaron? We knew you were coming. Kate's been getting a room ready.
Oh, I kiss your hand.
Oh. I'm sorry my husband Albert's so poorly. He's been working himself up into a state about Antonia, one of his daughters who's run away.
I have been here.
Oh, look, outside the window. Here comes Ike from up the hill looking as if he'd lost a shilling and found a smell. Hello, Ike.
Oh, hello, Paulina.
Why, Mr. Birnbaum, you are a stranger. Where have you been all this long time?
In München. How is Sanger? Is he better?
Much the same. You don't know where Antonia is, I suppose.
Tony? She's not here, then?
She's been on the tiles for a week. We thought perhaps you'd know something about it.
Aye, aye.
Turn up, you'll see.
These children always fall on their feet.
Not so much of a child either. She's 16 past, a dirty little cat.
Are you sleeping here tonight, Jacob?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, looks as though there's going to be a crush. I'm going to see Kate back my bedroom.
Do you like this Austrian Tyrol, Monsieur Trigorin? What do you think of our view?
Oh, for me, madame, you make it perfect.
Oh, flatterer. Let me show it to you from the meadow.
Enchanted, gnädige Frau. Unless perhaps Mr. Sanger, he would see me now.
Oh, I shouldn't disturb him now. He'll see you at supper.
Sanger will see me now, I think.
Grimbaum, if you go upstairs to his room, you'll only get your head bitten off.
I don't think so. I have this little present. Cognac.
Along here, Monsieur Trigorin, to the edge of the mountains.
Oh, charming views. Charming.
I say, Paulina. Yes, Tessa. Sanger is jealous of views. The last person who went stargazing with Linda, do you remember?
Oh, yes. Oh, look what I found, this basket of cherries.
Cherries?
Oh, let's start.
Hello. Tessa?
Paulina?
Tony, you back?
Wherever have you been?
Oh, in München.
München? When else did you stop? Not with Ike Moe.
Yes.
Did you have a nice time?
Oh, yes, Paulina, a lovely time. Anything I wanted, Ike got for me. Last night we had a volleyball and lobsters and an ice bomb, and Ike had a saddle of mutton as well.
Oh, no wonder he's so fat if he eats all that.
Oh, so I told him, Tessa. I said so in a restaurant once at the top of my voice, so that all the people heard.
Well, why did he ask you to stay with him if you were so rude?
Yes, Tony, what...
Tony, you'd never let him be your lover.
Oh, Tony, you did.
Yes, Tessa, I did.
Oh, however could you? He's so fat.
Oh, what of it? There's no law that I know of that the first lover anybody takes has to be thin.
No. What on earth will you say to Sam?
Oh, it'll be all right. Oh, he'll be in a good temper because Ike's brought him a present of some cognac. That was my bright idea.
Oh, but Sanger's on the water wagon. The doctor says he'll die if he doesn't take care. So if you start him drinking again, Tony, you'll be a murderous
man. I'll have a hell of a time with Sanger all the same.
Think so, Paulina?
Yes. And did you go walking about Munchen with that enormous hole in your stocking?
I gave me stockings. He gave me 12 pairs.
Fancy taking clothes from Ike.
I didn't. I said, if I'm not grand enough for you in these clothes, I'll go home. So I threw his old stockings out of the window. They got caught in the telegraph wires and waved about like little flags. Ike pretended he wouldn't mind if I threw all my clothes out of the window. He said I should look wonderful with nothing on.
Well, so you do.
All the same, Tessa, he was quite annoyed. Couldn't bear to see his wonderful money wasted, the dirty pig.
Oh, but Tony, if you hate him so, why on earth did you say?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, look, Louis.
What is it, Kate?
Tony's back.
Oh, Tony's back, is she?
Tony, where have you been?
Just visiting. Gruscott, Louis.
Gruscott, Tony.
Father's very angry. He'll want to know.
What, Kate?
Oh, I hope I shan't have to assist at the spanking. Now, let's get on with breakfast with the Borgias. Where'll I got to? I want to give him his part.
Oh, he's gone up to Sanger. He'll be down soon.
Well, where's the flea trainer?
Who on earth do you mean, Louis?
Oh, what's his name? Trigorin, Linda's new fancy man.
Louis has such a nice way of putting things.
Think so, Tessa? Yeah, well, fit him in anyway. I want him to play the Pope. We'll make him sing again.
Oh, not again.
Shut up. Shut up.
Come in, Mr. Trigorin. You know everyone, I think, except... Oh... So you've come back, Antonia, have you?
Yes, I've come back.
You mayn't ask where you've been, I suppose.
On a visit.
Oh, really? Enjoyed yourself?
Very much, thank you.
You never know. Sometimes girls don't enjoy themselves as much as they expect. Sometimes they come back quite changed.
Well, now, let's get on with this rehearsal. I've got all the parts here. If only we had someone to play for us.
Well, I can play.
You, Mr. Trigorin? Oh, I doubt it. It's most vilely written. Look.
Oh, believe me, I can play this. So often must I read manuscripts.
Wonderful. Well, now, Kate, you're to play little Krejcia Borgia. Here's your first air.
Thank you.
Trigorin, play from there to there.
Oh, Louis.
What is it, Tony?
Let me be Lucrezia. Kate can't act.
She can sing. I won't have my music spoiled.
Kate's got no temperament.
Where's my baby? Where's Susan? Find her. You, Paulina. Susan!
Temperament is like vinegar in a salad, Tony. A little goes a long way.
Susan!
Yes! Here I am!
Susan, you've been at the jam again. You'll be sick.
Will you stop chipping at my child, Kate? It's none of your business. Come here, Susan.
Yes, Mummy.
And I hope Kate spoils your play, Lewis. Standing stuck in the middle of the stage like a sofa cushion, Kate as Lucrezia Borgia is the funniest thing I ever heard.
Trigorin as Pope will be funnier.
Sanger said he'd come to this rehearsal. Where is he?
Well, let's chant him.
Shh. Where is Sanger? We want Sanger. Where is Sanger? We want Sanger.
Silence! He is not coming. Sanger says he wishes to finish the first act of his new opera.
Also the new bottle of cognac.
Hold your tongue, Antonia. You wait till your father lays hands on you. We'll see.
Shut the door!
Sanger says he will try to get the rehearsal tomorrow night.
Jacob! Antonia came back same time you did.
Yes?
Did you by any chance travel together?
Mummy!
Yes, Ducky.
Antonia's been stopping with him. I heard her telling Tessa and Paulina. Oh, Mummy, Tessa pinched me.
Oh, Teresa, will you leave the child alone? Come here, Ducky, and tell your mother all you heard.
I was listening out there on the veranda.
When are we going to start rehearsing?
Be quiet, Lewis, please. Now, go on, dearie. What next?
I heard Antonia say she'd been stopping at Ike's flat. And she said, Jacob said she looked best with nothing on.
Oh, she's a filthy little liar. I said nothing of the sort, did I, girl?
No.
You see, I always said you were a slap by nature, Antonia. Your father shall hear every word of this. Every word.
Look here, Linda.
You can't get around me, Jacob.
No, please.
It's disgusting. If Sanger had any self-respect, he'd turn you off the place. Come in here as a friend and then getting his girls into trouble. Why don't you care off?
Oh, I cannot explain to you.
Mummy! Stay with Uncle Jacob, too.
I think perhaps I play a game now.
Yes, come along, everyone. Let's start the rehearsal, for God's sake.
Bravo, Trigorin. That's very good, but don't play it as if it was Chopin.
That's
fine. And while Trigorin plays the prelude to Breakfast with the Borgias, line up for your parts, everyone. You've got yours, Kate?
Yes, Lucrezia Borgia.
Now, there are two couples of lovers. I'll play Ludovico, and you, Tessa, Giulietta.
Giulietta.
Jacob, you're Scaramello, and Antonia is Bianca.
If Bianca's in love with Scaramello.
She is.
That means I've got to make love to Ike. That's a tall order.
Yeah, shut your eyes and don't look at him.
Well, as long as I don't have to touch him.
You'll play Bianca, Turner, or you won't play at all.
No.
Now, I want two pages. Paulina?
Yes, I'll be one.
Who's going to play the second page?
What about my baby, Susan? She can sing in tune. I don't see why she should be passed over.
Well, you can't sing, Susan, surely.
Yes, I
can. Oh, very well. Here's a part. Hop up on the stage with Paulina and sing the opening duet for the two pages. Let's see what you can do.
Come on, Sue. This will do for the stage. I'm supposed to be laying the table for breakfast
at
the
fortune.
You're Oh, you tell her,
Lewis. She's saying a prayer for the soul of the guests, soon to be poisoned. Now, come on, you two. Take the beat from me. Begin to lay the table.
Coffee, sugar, butter, jam.
Before I have that confounded little pipe in my opera, I'll rewrite the whole thing.
My little Susie sang very nicely.
Yes, well, now we'll go on with the play. The two pages get under the table and hide. Music. Enter Lucrezia Borgia to poison the sausage rolls. Oh, come on, Kate, get a move on.
Well, I can't. Father's supper's nearly ready.
Oh, I ask you, can anybody be expected to rehearse in this household?
Oh, I must go to the kitchen. Well, can't you skip my song and go on?
We'll have to. Here. Trigorin, you're the Pope. But let me play the piano. Onto the stage and sing this.
I said I cannot sing.
We'll say it then. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Christ, crowned pontiff of the church, I say, I won't have any murdered guests today. Sports I shall live, and fair me anchor too. The neighbors say we go too far. Well, we do. Some poison's here. Now, can it be the jam?
No, is the rule. I'll change the plate. Aha! How brave I am.
Now the two pages poke their heads out from under the table.
Oh, gentle pope, oh, how devout, he'll catch it when they find him out. He'll catch it when they find him out. Oh, gentle pope, oh, how devout, he'll catch it when they find him out.
Now, Tessa, you and Jacob are the guests. The scene where Giulietta tells Scaramello his Lady Bianca is due for poisoning.
Oh, yes, come on, Mikey Mo.
Lady.
Oh, Scaramello has heard the news.
Some of it.
The Lady Bianca is to be poisoned this morning.
Her misery, I love her.
Cheer up, she scorns thee.
I like to be scorned.
Then thou deservest all that is coming to thee.
Hear, hear.
Be quiet, Antonio, or I'll wring your neck. Go on, Jacob.
Oh,
no, the D-flat.
Eat that, I.
Hard-hearted maiden, hast thou no pity? Two souls today must die.
Two?
Signor Lodovico is also to be poisoned this morning.
It cannot be. I love him.
All hell, Bistain, prepare to see thy faithful lover die.
It cannot be.
Hold, rash one.
Too late.
Then I'll go with thee. I'll eat this other roll.
Lodovico.
Bianca.
Come on, Antonia. We rush in and bring our hands. You support Scaramella while I sing to Tessa.
Tessa?
Giulietta, I mean.
Oh, sight of woe, what ails, my dear?
I die for thee, so drop a tear.
Mummy, can I have some jam with this cake? When thou art dead, the birds will stop their singing. When thou art cold, no sun will ever rise. No more, no more, the joyful days upspringing shall bless these eyes. When thou art in the grave, the flowers blowing shall hang their heads and sicken in the grove. Beauty will fade and wither at thy going, my only love.
good if you ask me.
Susan and I come out now from under the table, Lewis.
Tessa, you're only pretending.
Lewis, when do we sing our bit and say it wasn't poison after all? Lewis!
What? What is it, Paulina? Your bit? Oh, no, 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 not yet. We've got Antonio and Ike's duet now. What are you dawdling for, you two? You must raise his head a little, Tony.
Oh, I couldn't. We need a steam crane. Oh, come on up, Ike.
Say a hapless death I die.
Ike, I can't go on holding you.
Oh, de Lima, El Mexico, God. I told you, you shall pay for this.
I couldn't hold your head up forever.
I am not insulted so easily. You shall pay. You shall remember you are no more than a beggar, the child of Sangha who owes me.
That's right, Mr. Maid of Money. Boast about it. I would if I were you. It's only your money. It gets you any friends ever.
It has brought me some things that I desire.
Ah, why don't...
She shall kneel to me in the dirt, in the dust.
Tony, oh, Tony, Tony, Ike, we've not Ike. Finished.
That's Tornitz! Give me the score, Trigoni!
Oh, such a fuss about a little singing.
Tessa sang hers very nicely.
Oh, yes, Kate. Sweetly pretty, I'm sure. We shall see her slapping somebody's face one of these days. You'd better be careful, Lewis.
I'll follow your example, Linda.
What do you mean? Oh, Mr. Trigoni. Look outside. It's moonlight already. Let's get some fresh air. Won't you come out? The moonlight on the waterfall is quite remarkable.
Sure, I'll come, Mummy.
No, it's time you was in bed, Ducky. Trot along. See to her, Kate.
Oh, very well. Go to bed, Susan.
Yes, Mamma.
I'll come and say good night by and by.
Perhaps you still need me, Mr. Thornton.
No, go along, Mr. Trigorin.
Thank you.
The moon is busy tonight.
Pardon?
Shall we go this way, Mr.
Trigorin?
The valley under moonlight.
Quite remarkable,
oh,
yes.
Oh, Kate. That's a brute of a woman. I wonder you put up with her.
Well, what can I do? I can't turn her out.
No, it's awfully stupid, the whole thing.
How do you mean, Lewis?
All this mess. And Linda and the children not going to school. And now Tony, I must speak to Sanger again. It can't go on. Something dreadful will happen.
I can't think there's worse that could happen.
Why? It might be Tessa next. Or Paulina or Suzanne. Awful.
I do my best.
Yes, of course you do, Kate. But why won't Sanger face things? He's brave enough in music.
Perhaps their grand relations in England would help.
Well, have they relations in England?
They have an uncle, I think. A schoolmaster or something at Cambridge College.
Yes. Have you got his address?
Father has.
Then I shall write.
Now, excuse me, Lewis. I must start washing up the supper things. Oh, do you mind if I take this lamp? There's no oil in the one in the kitchen.
Now, go ahead, Kate. I'll sit here and admire the stars. The valley under moonlight is quite remarkable. Hello. Who's that?
It's me. Why?
Tessa. What are you creeping about like that for?
I don't like disturbing you, Lewis, when you look like a broody hen.
You ought to be in your bed.
Tony's crying in our bedroom. It's no use my trying to go to bed till she's finished.
And what's she crying for?
That's a secret.
Pretty open one.
I suppose so. What do you think of it, Lewis? Are you shocked?
No, don't you think I ought to be?
He is rather fat. But Tony says...
Oh, my dear Tessa.
What?
Well, nothing. I think it's a pity. It's beginning too soon. I don't like to see babies I've practically rocked in their cradle growing up at this pace.
Growing up isn't very nice.
No, it isn't, God help us.
You believe in God, then?
I suppose I do. I'm blessed if I know what I mean when I say it.
You don't mean that God up there?
Well, I don't, do you?
I wish I wasn't so ignorant.
Ah, at school now you'd learn such a lot.
That old story. I've seen girls in schools. They have faces like suet puddings and they have to walk two and two. You don't really want me to have a face like a pudding, darling, Lewis.
You couldn't have a face like a pudding, darling, Tessa.
Suppose I took a fancy to look at the moon, as I'm doing now, and found myself shut up in a dormitory full of pudding faces.
Exactly. Well, my theory is that it's a pity to go moon gazing at your age. It's a symptom.
What of?
The green sickness.
That sounds very disagreeable.
Yes, anything sentimental is disagreeable.
Will they cure me of the green sickness at school?
Well, they might. There's no saying what school mightn't do for you.
But what would happen to me when I came out again?
You will be a perfect lady.
Would that be nice?
Very.
Shall you like me when I'm a perfect lady?
When you come out, my girl, you'll turn up your nose at me.
And I can, poor old Trigorin.
Oh, no, indeed I won't. Oh, now listen, Lewis, I may go to school. I'm beginning to see points in it. But if I do, I shall always, always be thinking of you. And when I come out, I shall come straight back to you, so there.
Lord save us, you mustn't do that. It's a waste of beautiful education. I've given you up, Tessa, see? You must learn to disapprove of me as quickly as possible, or you'll never prosper.
Oh, it's unkind of you to say that when you know... when you know how much I love you. Oh, Lewis, promise you won't forget us. We should be so lonely when we come out. We haven't any friends, you know, except you and Ike.
What do you call Ike a friend?
He's very fond of Tony, really. He doesn't know himself how much. Oh, Lewis, it's dreadful when people make a mistake over a thing like that, when they don't see, when they don't see all that's waiting for them.
It's a confounded mistake ever to get fond of anyone, Tessa. Before one knows where one is, one begins to get unselfish and considerate and all those tiresome things.
Oh, well, I hope you'll remember that and not go getting fond of any unnecessary people while Paulina and I are away at school. Be as fond of us as you like, but don't...
Don't what?
Get married or be put in prison or die or anything.
I'll try not to.
Say, cross my heart. Hope I may die if I don't.
Cross my heart. Hope I may die if I don't.
Oh, bless me. I wish I could take you to school with me. However...
Oh, it's no use making plans, Tessa. You enjoy yourself and grow fat. And I'll try to keep myself out of mischief. There's a bargain. Well, good night. Good night, my dear.
Good night, Lewis. My dear.
I'm going out for a bit of a smoke.
Say not so, another love will cheer me, another sun. Oh. What's that? It's upstairs, in Santa's room. Lewis! Paulina! Tony! Tony, Paulina! Listen! Funny noise in Sanger's room. He must be ill.
I'm frightened.
It's nothing. He's just snoring.
Shh, keep quiet. Listen.
We ought to go in.
He'll beat us if we do.
Why not get Linda? She doesn't mind a noise. Oh, no, we can't. Linda's out with Mr. Tagorin.
That's Wotan howling. Why doesn't Sanger tell him to shut
up? Shh. It stopped. I'm going in. I don't care if there is a row. Will you come, Antonio?
No. He's fallen. Wotan won't let me go near him. It's no use. I think he's dead.
Oh. Lewis!
Lewis!
Please, come quickly!
It's already in the kitchen. And you can tell your mother to fetch her own meals after this. I'm through. The sooner she takes herself off and you too, the better pleased we shall be.
That's my baby, Kate.
I'll tell her every word you've said.
Round them up, Kate.
Morning, Lewis. Sorry you found me in this mood, but it's high time she went. She upsets the whole place. And that Trigorin always in and out of her room.
Put him in Linda's room for good and all.
Oh, I couldn't do that, Lewis. Could I? It'd hardly be decent. Poor father, not dead a month.
But it'd keep him out of other rooms anyway.
The house is simply upside down, what with these visitors from Cambridge and then Tessa and Paulina. You know, they've been sick off and on ever since that awful night.
Nobody could live in this house and not know how sick Tessa and Paulina have been off and on.
I wish Jacob would come back.
I just know you wanted to be
rid of... horribly worried about Antonia's future.
Her future is perfectly obvious. You know, I might have thought of that before.
Oh, Lewis, as if you men ever did. Oh, well, I suppose you all expect pleasure, eh?
Please, dear Kate.
Good morning, Louis.
Hello, Ike. Talk of the devil. I thought you'd fled to Vienna.
Only a few days' business. I return as soon as possible. I wish to see the English uncle who has come. The Herr Dr. Churchill von Cambridge. I have already written to him. I have offered the money for these poor children.
Why?
I have loved their father. You will say I have also loved the daughter.
Yes.
But what can I do? She detests me. Too late I have discovered that love cannot be bought. So, since she will not love me, I must be sure that she's in good hands.
Oh, that'll be all right. They're going to take her to England with her sisters.
And she will be happy there.
Miss Churchill says so.
Miss?
The daughter of the English uncle. She's here too, you know.
The daughter? Ah, so. And she will be good to my Tonya? What is she like?
Most distractingly beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful? I think it is a pity you stay here, then. With beautiful women, you are not always wise.
No, I've been trying to go all the week.
Oh, what's the matter now, Susan?
Who's hurt? Oh, that child again. Good heavens, how much longer is this going on?
My bitter's there.
Who's this dart? Another of Sanger's friends called for payment, I suppose.
Mr.
Birnbaum.
Dr. Churchill.
Oh, how do you do? You wrote to me, didn't you, and offered to help. Glad to see...
Yay!
Oh, there she goes again. Look here, Dot, it's time we got rid of this Linda. Now does one shake woman off?
Oh, she won't go till she's thrown out.
She will not go.
She had a nervous breakdown the day my daughter and I arrived, and she's kept her bed ever since.
Then poor old Trigorin has to act as nurse.
I have the idea. You send Trigorin away, and she will go too, yeah?
A marvelous idea. Now, why did I let Ike think of that first?
Tell him he must go. He will not mind. He is very amiable. Here he comes, taking Linda's breakfast up. Tell him now.
Now.
Auf Wiedersehen, Trigorin.
Please?
Goodbye.
But I am not going.
I'm afraid you are.
Good morning.
There's too much of a crowd here now. Yes. Birnbaum's arrived, and that means Miss Churchill, the English lady, has to sleep in your room.
Of course.
It's true there are two beds, but she mightn't like the idea of sharing it with you.
You wish that I forgot?
Yeah, we are all going to the Gorin. The house must be sold. The Herr Doctor wishes to take his nieces to England.
Yes, indeed, I do.
So, auf Wiedersehen, the Gorin.
Auf Wiedersehen. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, it is better that I go. But first, I will wish to give £500 to you, Dr. Churchill.
What?
For the eatings and clothings of these so helpless orphans. I write a check now.
Really? Bless my soul. That's very good of you.
Where's that Kate?
Busy doing your work, Linda. What do you want?
Nobody spoke to you, Louis. Kirill, is that you, my precious? Linda's hungry.
In a moment, Sherry. I make arrangements for my departure.
Your departure? What do you mean?
I go to Vienna. A telegram has come. I arrange a new ballet.
You're going?
In a very few minutes, dear Linda. He's got to catch the midday express to Vienna.
Oh. So have I.
You?
Yes, me. Do you think I don't know when I'm not wanted? Oh, I've seen her. You've all been scheming to turn me out of the place ever since the night poor Albert was taken.
Really?
I'm not the sort to demean themselves by staying up to those sort of innuendos.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I've had my boxes ready packed for some days. Carol, come up and fetch them down. Come on, up to my room at once.
Yes, Sherry. Dr. Churchill, here is my check.
Oh, thank you.
It is to me the greatest privilege that I have stayed in this house. Now, I go to make our trunks. I will no longer encumber the bedroom of that gracious young lady.
Does he mean me?
Yes, Florence, my dear. He and Linda are going.
Hello, Florence.
Yes?
If you'll excuse me, I'll go upstairs and help to go and make his trunks. I'll see you next, Mrs. Tray.
Oh, Florence, my dear, what a set.
I think it's all rather amusing.
But what I want to know next is, when is that rapscallion Dodd going to take himself off?
Father, don't be Philistine. I think Lewis has genius.
Oh, maybe. So have a number of unpleasant people we've found here, I expect. But I can't help thinking of your poor aunt. What a life she must have led here, married to Sanger.
Why should we assume that she was so very miserable? Personally, I can't imagine a better fate than to marry a really great man to help him in his work.
Great heavens, you're not falling in love with Dodd, are you?
I'm tired of meeting clever young undergrads.
You wouldn't find these Dodds and Guggenheims amusing if you met them in your own home. You mustn't be misled by the fact that they live on the top of an Austrian Alp in the Tyrol.
Oh, I can't wait to tell somebody.
Why? What is it, Aunt Emma?
I just heard that I shan't have to go to school anyway. I'm going to be married.
Married?
I'm going to marry Ike. I just told him so. Wasn't he surprised?
Who are you going to marry?
Jacob Birnbaum. We call him Ike.
Tony, is it true?
Oh, yes, Paulina.
It's true, Tessa.
Oh, but Tony, I thought you said you hated
him. No, Tessa, I never hated him. In Munich, he was so stupid.
They're all stupid.
He would keep boasting about all the grand things he was going to give me. He didn't seem to think that I could give him anything.
They're all as blind as bats. Ike's not the only one. Oh, but you were right, Tony, to forgive him.
Well, that's what I felt. So now we'll be married.
Congratulations, Tony.
Oh, thank you, Paulina.
Oh, you're lucky, Tony, you are. Some people see and know and can't do anything.
Antonia, dear, please be more explicit. What is this man to you?
Yes, do I understand that you've lived with this fellow?
Only for a week.
Yes, it's quite all right, miss. They love each other now.
I think, Teresa, you're both too young to know quite what you're talking about.
Oh, no, we're not. We're not. We may be ignorant, but we can feel. We can feel as much as anybody.
Father. Now, we must go into the whole matter very carefully. Tell me, Antonia, my dear, can this fellow support you?
Oh, yes, I suppose so. He's rich.
Tonya!
Oh, Ike, I've been telling them.
Yes, Dr. Churchill, it is true. I asked for the honor of marrying your niece.
We must go into it.
She shall live like a princess, clothes, jewels. I own 15 theaters.
Oh,
draw
it, Marshall.
Yes, I think we should discuss this in private.
Margaret, come this way with me, Dr. Churchill.
Thank you.
Do you want me, Father?
No, my dear.
Then I think I'll go out a little.
Shall we take you for a walk, Florence?
No, thank you, Paulina. I would rather walk by myself.
Our stock's gone down. She doesn't like us nearly as well as she did at first. When she first came, I heard her telling her father we were delicious imps. But now...
Anyway, I think it's an excellent idea you getting married, Tony.
Oh, do you really, Paulina?
Yes. Couldn't we all marry someone?
Oh, you're too young.
Juliet was younger than me when she married Romeo.
Oh, idiot. It's got nothing to do with it.
Anyway, Tessa's older. She can ask Lewis to marry her, and I can...
What's the matter, Tessa?
Well, I'd ask him myself, but he likes you best.
I'm too young.
Well, you could ask him anyhow.
No, I couldn't. I'm too old.
Too old? But I thought you said you were too young.
I did. Oh, dear me, I'm at a perfectly horrid age.
Why should you be too young for Lewis? You'd suit him better than any ordinary tiresome woman that would always be bothering him.
Would I? Oh, look. Paulina, Tony, quietly come out onto the veranda.
Cousin Florence walking by herself.
Lewis, tell me, why is that cowbell sometimes A and sometimes B flat?
It's a different cow.
Oh, really? Fancy that, a different cow looking for its calf.
Tony,
yes?
Tessa, here.
Do you think Lewis wants Cousin Florence?
We might have known when she first came that she was a serpent in sheep's clothing.
It started the very minute she got into this house. You're right, Tony, it did.
Lewis was...
What, Tessa?
Lewis was stammering. He always stammers when he's in love.
But he wouldn't marry her. Well, think of all the others. Never married any of them.
Oh, yes, but she's a lady. If it's a lady, they have to marry them. Look at Sanger and our mother.
Perhaps you'll go away before it's time to do anything silly.
I do hope you will. Oh, just think what she can do to him. If she wants to take him to England, to one of her sort of places, you'll never get any work done.
Do you think we ought to tell her?
Tell her what?
That he's not a suitable person to be her friend. Well, there are heaps of things we could tell her.
Oh, I can't, Paulina.
Why not, Tessa?
Don't know why not. I couldn't.
He belongs to us and she doesn't.
Perhaps she'll find out in time. Everybody finds out when it's too late.
Louis was crying quietly. He's got a hanky.
Oh, let's water this primula with our tears. It might change its colour or something.
Yes. No use. My tears have stopped.
You always do when you've got a use for them.
Here are my two kisses and those of my arm. I come to go. But first I must make my farewell to the good doctor.
And it hasn't made a bit of difference to the primula.
Where is the good doctor, please?
In the next room.
Then I speak to him. May I come in?
Now, Mr. Trigorin.
That has come to an end. The most distinguished visit of my life.
Oh, I say, look upstairs. Linda and Susan are leaving.
Oh, Louis.
Hi, come and look.
Oh, did you ever? Come along, Susan,
my pet. If we are turned out, we are turned out, and there's an end of it.
Yes.
She's crying for her daddy, poor little mite. You wouldn't think the way she's treated now that she was Sanger's favourite child. Come, dear. You're going to a lovely new home with Uncle Kiki. Will you take this dressing case of mine, Kittle?
You mustn't take that. It's mine.
What's yours? Yours, Antonia?
Yes.
You give it here. If you please, it's mine. I've had it these 5 years.
It ought to be mine. It belonged to my mother.
What's that got to do with it? It's mine now. Your dad gave it to me. Antonia, you give it back here. Directly.
I won't. You're a thief. He never gave you my darling mother's things. You stole them.
Hush, Tony.
No, Kate, I won't. Hush, I won't.
Tonya, let her have it. I will give you a better one. I will give you
one. Oh, thank you for nothing, Mr. Maid of Money. Look. These are my mother's initials, Evelyn Napier Churchill.
Yes, it was hers, I remember.
I don't leave this house without it. You call me a thief. What are you, Antonia, I should like to know? You turn me out, you treat me as if I was a tart. What better are you, Antonia? Tell me that. What better was your mother?
Oh, you
to her, Antonia, don't answer. Don't you worry with her, Miss Churchill. She's not fit for you to touch. Not by a long chalk. She's an awful little slut, and no better than she should be. Oh, you ask Mr. Jacob Bienbaum.
Give me the bag, Tony.
Here, Linda, take your bag and go. This way.
Here.
You'll miss your train.
Wait, madam, you'd really better go.
Go? I should think I am going. I wouldn't stay here for anything in the world, not with all I've seen going on. Come along, Susan. But if you're so particular, Mr. Churchill, I wonder at you for bringing your daughter here. It's nothing better than a dirty case house and never was. Come along, Kettle, come along.
Yes, Teddy, yes, Teddy.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Father, how devastating.
I know, Florence. The sooner we finish up here and depart for a less rarefied atmosphere, the better. I'll go into the next room and finish up Sanger's bills. He seems to have bound himself to poverty, but not to chastity.
Florence, I had to come back. The others are seeing them off down the hillside. But I just wanted to say, please, you mustn't blame the children for this. They're very young. They need someone to look after them.
Oh, Lewis, don't apologize for them. I think they're dears, especially Paulina.
Yes, I hope they'll like school. Some people can't do with that sort of life. I couldn't myself. I ran away from my school, and if they do the same...
How old were you?
Well, 16.
Where did you go?
Spain. I played the cornet in a circus band.
How delicious.
Afterwards, I wrote pieces for them to play. Sanger says my style bears traces of the circus, yes. As he used to say it, I mean... I keep on forgetting Sanger's dead.
You were fond of Sanger, weren't you?
Yes. Yes, now he's gone, it feels as if there's nothing left. No friend, I mean.
I'm your friend, if you want a friend.
I don't. I want more.
No.
Why shouldn't I be a fool if I didn't want more? That's why I stayed on here at the Carina Hood. On the chance of getting more. I've done no work since you came. It hasn't been possible.
I should have thought you were one of those people who allow nothing to interfere with work.
I am. I'd have left here a week ago if I'd been sure.
Sure of what?
That I hadn't a chance with you.
What do you mean?
Oh, you're never going back to England, are you? You're coming with me, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, anywhere. I'm not particular.
Oh, Lewis, please don't talk in that way.
Why not?
You take too much for granted.
Yes, I always do. No, don't try and go away. We may not get another chance to be alone again.
Perhaps that would be as well.
No, and afterwards, when you get back to England, you'll be sorry. You'll wish you hadn't run away from me.
Let me go, please. I thought you...
that you like me too well to talk in this way.
Like? I love you. What is it? What's the matter?
Nothing. Oh, Louis, I love you. I loved you from the first minute I saw you. I'll go with you anywhere.
Oh, you're a new child, really? And I thought you so grand. You're like my poor little Tessa. We'll be married. I'll look after you, Florence. When shall we be married?
Whenever you like.
But why are you laughing?
And tell the truth. It had only just occurred to you, hadn't it?
Oh, no, not at all. But I ought to have mentioned it before. Yes, we'll be married as soon as possible.
I'm so happy. Now let's make plans.
Plans?
What plans? We made them. We'll be married at once.
Oh, yes, but after. Where shall we live? In England?
Oh, I'd sooner live anywhere else.
Oh, but Louis, I know just exactly the house for us. Mm. I've had my eyes on it for ages, and I know it's going to be sold this summer. Mm. Listen, it's at Strand-on-the-Green, just under Kew Bridge, and it dates from Charles II.
Oh, you're delicious when you chatter, like a little starling.
Now be serious and stop ruffling my hair. Why won't you live in England?
Oh, I don't know. I just won't.
You won't what, Louis? Why, Teresa and Paulina, you're back soon. Did you see them off, Paulina?
Yes, we did.
Where's Antonio?
Trying to buy another suitcase with Ike.
What won't you, Louis?
Oh, nothing, Tessa, nothing.
Louis, you look as if you've been getting into mischief. Doesn't he, Tessa?
He does.
Out with it. What have you done now?
I think I'm going to be sick again.
Not here, Tessa. Not now. You can't now.
Girls?
Oh, Louis, must you now?
Girls, I am going to be married.
You... won't marry Florence.
Oh, yes, I shall. Shan't I, Florence?
It looks like it.
Are you sure it isn't a mistake? Why, Tessie, you needn't pinch me. I won't say anything. All I mean is, well, hadn't you better wait a bit? I mean, don't do it in a hurry.
Oh,
Tessie, what's the matter?
You ran up the hill too fast.
She often faints like this. Oh, it's nothing.
Poor child. Would you like to go to bed?
No.
Go away. I have to die. On this chair.
Is your heart weak or something?
Tessa, don't be so alarming. Tessa.
That won't do much good, Louis. Run quickly and get some brandy.
Brandy? Oh, yes, of course.
You mustn't, Florence. You mustn't. You can't have him.
Paulina, what on earth are you talking about?
He's Tessa's. He belongs to Tessa.
Are you there? You don't know what you're saying.
I do. He loves Tessa better than he loves you. She's too young, but he can wish. You ought to marry Tessa, not you. You're just an outside person that's come butting in. We don't want you. Go away. Go away.
Darling, instead of strumming on the piano, you might give those divan cushions a shake-up.
What's the use, Florence? It's squashed as soon as people sit on it.
Lazy bones. Our honeymoon has quite spoilt your morale. Oh, these southern countries, they're poppy and mandragora, you know.
They're what, Florence?
They tend to make one sluttish. It was high time we came back to England and strand on the green. Do you like your new home, Louis, dear?
It's an ideal home. Because I left someone a bus today. There's a whole exhibition on them somewhere.
I'm going up to dress now. Are you coming, Liz, or can I have the bathroom first?
Oh, I'm not coming yet, Florence. There's hours of time before the party. Oh, don't go. I want to talk to you. I had a letter.
Oh, who's from?
Tessa and Paulina. They're not happy.
Little monkeys. Fancy writing to you. May I see?
Yes, it's here in my pocket somewhere. Yes, here. Paulina threatened suicide. Listen, she says, I shall hang myself.
But Tessa says I'm to say she won't. It's not so bad for her as she has not got to play this hellish hockey because she has a valvular lesson that they found at the medical inspection. So she has to go for walks and say, what's a valvular lesson?
Valvular lesion, I suppose she means. Her housemistress wrote to me about it.
Well, is Tessa real?
No, she'll outgrow it. May I see Tessa's letter, please?
Oh, she says the same as Paulina.
I'd like to see it, please.
Oh, well, I suppose you see it, please.
Thank you.
As Tessa puts it, you'll see she has to be in some place on a timetable at every minute of the day. And no allowance is made for transit.
Not entirely sincere, is it?
Tessa is always sincere.
If I were you, Lewis, I wouldn't answer either of those letters.
Indeed, I shall. I shall advise them both to run away if they don't like it.
Don't be absurd. I must ask you not to do anything so silly.
Well, Alphonse, take them away at the end of the term.
I shall do no such thing.
Well, at least take Tessa away. It's worse for Tessa. She was very nearly perfect before she went there.
Teresa was very nearly perfect? What do you mean?
Well, you've seen what Tessa says.
Oh, stop reading that nonsense. A schoolgirl schrammer.
What do you mean? Give that letter back.
Why should I?
Because I tell you to. It's mine. Give it to me.
I won't. Tessa's correspondence is my affair. I'm her guardian. I've a right to supervise it. She's
give
nothing to you.
Give it back or you'll be sorry.
Lewis, that's my question. Dare you. You're hurting me.
Yeah, I mean to until I get this.
Dear me, what a hullabaloo. Talk about nerves. Well, after that, I'm certainly going upstairs to dress. Come up soon, Lewis. Don't be late for your party.
Lewis! Oh,
we've run away. We have to.
Who's that in the dark by the door? Is that Tessa?
Yes, it's me.
Oh, come here. Let me look at you, Tessa.
Oh, Lewis, I've come to lay my bones among you.
Oh, Tessa, dear Tessa, this is splendid. How long it's been.
Longer than the longest book.
Look up. Lift your head up and kiss me. Well, well.
Why have you got such a dark house, Lewis?
Oh, it's not my house, Paulina. It's my wife's. She bought it.
We found this telegram in the hall. I bet it's to do with us.
Yeah, well, we'll soon see. Sanger sisters disappeared. Last seen 9 a.m. Are they with you, Butterfield?
Sanger sisters? Sounds like a musical.
Who's Butterfield?
The headmistress. We rather liked her, but we didn't see enough of her.
Yes, Lewis. She had a nice voice and lovely clothes. She nearly made me believe a person could be highly educated without being as ugly as the devil.
I don't know that I quite like the sound of Miss Butterfield. It was high time you ran away.
We can't possibly go back. We bore it in silence.
Oh, no, Paulina, not in silence.
Well, what made you run in the end?
You tell him, Paulina.
Well, it was an awful row in church yesterday. See, we'd forgotten to take any money to put in that bag, and then I had to put in a button that I pulled off my...
Shh! You mustn't. Do you know, Lewis, they said you mustn't talk about them.
What?
The things that Paulina pulled the buttons on. Anyway, the girl said we disgraced the school so nobody would speak to us. Or what did they call us? As sending us to Covent Garden.
No, Coventry.
Coventry, for a week. Well, we suddenly got tired of being taught how to behave by 200 people all at once, so we outmocked it, and that's that.
Is this your best room, Lewis?
Yes, Paulina.
Oh, well, it's very pretty.
Is it always as tidy?
Always, Tessa. You mustn't touch anything.
Oh, very right and proper, I'm sure. I mustn't even touch the piano. Yes, not bad.
I'll build for thee a silver sky, honey, said she.
Have you any bedrooms?
The three, Paulina, and my dressing room.
What? A special room to dress in? Oh, I'm sociable.
You think so, Tessa?
Yes, when you're washing and dressing. That's just the time you want somebody to talk to. Is she cross when she wakes up in the morning, Lewis?
Oh, not as cross as I am. And in it nobly thou shalt lie. Hunks, said he. It's funny. Yeah, I must have heard this song when I was in petticoats. I've only just remembered it. Yes, it's most appropriate. Oh, just because there was a lady loved a swine.
Why didn't you answer our letters, Lewis?
Paulina, I suppose I forgot.
Tessa said you wouldn't answer.
Did you, Tessa? Why?
Because you have a forgetful nature.
No, I haven't, Tessa.
Yes, Lewis, you have. I pity poor Florence.
Oh, Hunt.
Yes, aren't you ever going to dress, isn't it?
Good heavens. What's the meaning of this?
Oh, dear Florence, don't be angry. We thought we'd like to pay you a little visit. We've run away.
Oh, you have you? Then you've been exceedingly naughty, and you'll go back at once.
No, there's no time.
No, but the very first thing tomorrow. I won't stand any nonsense of this kind.
Oh, good heavens. People are arriving for the party. Go and dress, Louise.
Oh, shall we put on our party props?
Yes, shall we? We've got them with us.
No, you go straight to bed. Do go, Louise.
But aren't we coming to your party?
Certainly not.
If they don't come, I don't. So choose.
And stay, good swine, or stay with me. Honey, said she. And all my friends shall have of thee. Hunks, 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 said he.
Make a plus. But then would two pluses make a minus? Vulgar fractions. What makes a fraction vulgar, I'd like to know. 4 months in London, 4 months, and these fractions are still vulgar. Very. Oh. Charles! My only uncle. Oh, what a sight for sore eyes.
Well, baggage, and how are you? Didn't you expect me? I couldn't possibly miss the great event.
Of course we're expecting you, but not quite so soon. Well, Florence is out, and Lewis is lurking about in the studio like a bear with a sore head. I can mose with him.
Is Lewis jumpy about tonight?
Oh, not more than they usually are. He says he's either going to Brussels or Brazil as soon as it's over to get the taste out of his mouth. Oh, do you want to talk to him? Or will you have tea with your only niece?
Oh, tea, if you've a spare cup. But why my only niece?
Oh, I am your only niece, in a manner of speaking, now that Paulina's gone to Paris.
Is she happy?
Very. She always wanted to go on the stage in France, because she can speak Racine.
I see. And you, Teresa, my dear, how long are we keeping you at Strand on the Green?
Well, I'm going to a finishing school in Harrogate in May, but if it doesn't quite finish me, I suppose I'll be back here off and on for holidays until I die.
Oh, then you're relying on my daughter to house you.
You mean Florence doesn't want me here?
Oh, I never heard her say so. Still, as a guest, you must be a little anxious not to overstay. You're welcome. You've been here now...
4 months, as a guest.
What is a guest, do you think?
A person who's invited. Oh, but Charles, children are forced to be somebody's guests if they have no home of their own. It's part of the undignified state of being a child.
Do you call yourself a child, young woman?
Oh, I do not, but your daughter Florence does.
I see.
Oh, but I'm forgetting. You said you'd have a cup of tea. How many lumps?
Three, if you please, my dear. Mm. Thank you. Oh, may I try this cake?
Oh, we mustn't eat too much because we're going to have dinner early up in town at a restaurant near the Queen's Hall.
Oh.
Florence said we'd better, so as to be sure not to be late. She's all over Twitter as Florence.
I don't wonder. It's a very great occasion. So the famous concert has come at last. Tomorrow, Lewis will be a great composer and a great conductor.
Tell me, who knows? When you said about guests, did you mean that I ought to go away?
Well, what's to be done with you, my child?
I've no vocation for anything, it seems to me. I love music, but that's not enough. I love apples, but I don't want to be a greengrocer. It's got to be something more than that. Something that comes quite first, so that there isn't any question of a second.
And there's nothing that comes quite first with you?
Sometimes it's a person that comes first, not a thing. That leads to complications.
Education is a good investment. I see by your books that you're trying. Vulgar fractions, eh?
Are you educated?
Comparatively speaking, yes.
And are you happy? Happier than an uneducated person?
I can honestly say that in such troubles as have come my way, a philosophic outlook, which is the fruit of a liberal education, has been a consolation to me.
Could I have a philosophic outlook?
My dear, a certain amount of unhappiness is bound to come to all of us, but we can fortify ourselves against it by widening our interests. That is the point of education. It enlarges the resources of our minds.
I see.
putting your eggs into several baskets instead of only one. Oh, Morty.
Oh, thank you, my dear. Just half a cup, yes. Do you know, Tessa, you're going to grow up into a very charming woman.
Yes, and which do you prefer, a charming woman or one who knows a lot?
Well, my dear, the most charming woman I ever knew came to grief, as it seemed to me, simply for want of a wider education, a better regulated mind.
Was that my mother?
Yes, my dear.
Were you very fond of her?
Very. And proud of her, too.
Did she go to a finishing school?
Not she.
There you are, then.
If this concert is a success, Lewis, we shall in 3 weeks give another, nicht wahr? That is a promise.
Oh, I promise nothing, Jacob. I never was a man to tie myself.
Well, how do you do, Dr. Churchill?
How do you do?
Oh, got any tea, Tess?
Might be a drop left if Charles hasn't drunk it all. You think this concert's going to be a success, I don't.
Why not?
Well, because the people in this country won't like Lewis's symphony. They'll say it hasn't any tune. Now, if you want Lewis to be a success, you should produce that charade we did at the Granddaughter.
I agree. In that charade, Lewis permitted himself to write melody. It is so rare.
If they don't like my symphony, they can lump it.
Yeah, that is what Sanger has said. And his friends must pay his debt.
That's what friends are for.
Father, I didn't know you'd come. I went straight up to dress. I hope they've given you some tea.
Thank you, yes, Teresa has been most attentive.
Oh, has she? Mr. Birnbaum, how is Antonia?
Very well, thank you, Mrs. Dodd. She is most disappointed that she cannot come to the concert tonight. But I point out to her, it would terribly disturb Lewis if our son is born in the middle of his symphony.
Sorry, why?
Health to the boot, Jack. Let's drink it in tea.
Health to the boot.
Stop waving your cup about like that, Tessa. You'll spill it on the carpet.
Sorry.
And why must you drag your hair back in that way? It's terribly unbecoming.
Oh, Florence, I like the way Tessa does her hair.
So do I.
I also.
My admirers are mostly of the opposite sex.
Oh, my dear child, you don't mind being teased, surely? Oh, yes, look, funny infant. She's gone quite pink.
Turn round, Tess. Let's see how pink you are.
Better.
Will she have to play hockey at Harrogate, Florence?
Not unless she's fit for it.
In England, one must always be running about after a ball.
I think England is a detestable country.
Oh, do you?
Yes, and so do I. I'm leaving it as soon as this concert's over, and I have a good mind never to come back.
What was that, Lewis?
Well, Dr. Churchill, I thought Florence had told you. We've almost agreed to the part.
Yes, she did.
Don't listen to him, Father. He's talking nonsense.
I'm talking science sense, and everyone sees it, Florence, except you. You won't live permanently out of England, and I won't live permanently in it.
This is a profitless discussion. Tessa, is that entrance paper finished?
Not yet.
Then go and do it. It has to be sent in tomorrow. Go into the dining room. And remember, you can't go out tonight unless it's finished. How much have you still left?
Arithmetic, scripture, and English literature.
My good child. Then you'll miss the concert tonight.
Oh, Florence. Oh.
I gave her those papers a week ago.
Oh, but Mrs. Dodd, this concert, it is a unique occasion.
It's her own fault. She wastes her time. Go along, Tessa.
Oh, she doesn't really mean it. About worth my life.
Oh. I think you must let her come to the concert tonight, Mrs. Dodd. We should all miss her so much.
Rest with her. If she's finished her paper, she will come.
Ah, well, I must go now, or Tonya will be impatient. Auf Wiedersehen until tonight.
If you want to get off to the Queen's Hall before the rest of us, Lewis, you'd better go up and dress now.
Yes, okay.
Auf Wiedersehen, Auf Wiedersehen.
Florence, my dear, you're heading straight for disaster. I'd no idea things were as bad as this.
What do you mean?
Your manner to that little girl.
I think it's a pity you encourage her, Father. That pert manner may be very amusing, but it will get her into trouble later on.
You would get on much better if only you would treat her as if she were a reasonable person.
How can I, when she behaves as she does? Besides, I don't like her.
That's the trouble, and you show it.
You think I'm unfair?
I think you are, my love.
Lewis thinks I'm unfair, too.
I think he's very fond of her.
Fond of her? That's putting it mildly.
Florence, my dear, what are you saying?
I'm saying that Tess is not to be trusted. Oh. You can't trust any of those girls. They've got bad blood in them. She'll go wrong as fast as ever she can unless she's watched. Sometimes I wonder if already...
Florence, I beg of you, don't let Lewis hear you speak like that.
Why not?
Because if you don't take care, you'll bully those two into making a boat for it.
Oh, no. No, you're quite mistaken.
Very well. I've warned you.
He couldn't. He wouldn't. Tessa, what do you want? I thought I told you to go to the dining room.
There's no fire there. I'm cold. Can't I work here?
Hadn't you better go and dress now, Father? Mm-hmm. We'll be starting very soon.
Yes, perhaps I had. I'll hurl my clothes on and then I'll come and do your sums for you, daughter.
Florence, I can't stay all by myself in the house.
I think it's better in any case that you should stay quietly at home. You're not looking well. You'll only have palpitations at the concert.
Already, I'm quite well.
Another time, perhaps you'll stick to your work better.
There won't be another time. Oh, Florence, listen, I must go.
I shan't take you.
Then I should go by myself. I've got money. I should go the minute you've left the house.
You will not. Either this or at any other time. I'll get on with that paper.
Oh, two trains are passing one another at equal rates. Two trains are passing one another.
Florence, oh, Miss
Clyde,
can't think you manage.
Oh, it's you, Tess. Could you tie it for me? He's a good girl.
Do you remember that concert in Paris when we had to make you tie out of my hair ribbon?
Where are the snows of yesteryear?
There.
Am I neat?
You look like a calf going garlanded to the sacrifice. Never mind, it'll soon be over.
Yeah, very soon. Where shall we be this time tomorrow?
You'll be in Brussels or Brazil, unless you're an almighty liar.
What's this book?
Oh, leave that alone. That's my diary.
Oh, no, let me see. Tessa.
No, give it me.
Oh, but I saw something about myself. Am I often mentioned in your diary?
Sometimes. Oh, let's get on with these sums. Two trains are passing one another. It's equal rates. Dear, what shall I do? I can't.
Oh, come with me. Dearest Tessa, don't cry. Don't let them make you cry. Come with me.
I'll come with you, but where?
Anywhere. Brussels, when I go after the concert.
But Florence would never allow it.
Oh, no. You'd have to do it without her leave, but still,
you mean, really? That we should run away?
Yes. I shall catch the night boat. Couldn't you get away and come too?
Well, there are points in it, but it's nice for you to be so concerned about me.
No, not very nice of me. It's my own sake that I want you to come.
But I can't now because of Florence.
But she's treated you abominably.
Sir, I'd feel very mean if I ran off with her husband. The pangs of unappeased remorse would gnaw my vitals.
Oh, but Florence and I can't get on together. We must part. I expect she'll be very glad to get rid of me.
I expect she will. And if you go, I expect you'll want another wife. But she can't be me. Everybody would say we've been carrying on here behind poor Florence's back. Really, I couldn't. I don't want to be a viper in anybody's bosom.
Will you stop talking in that strain?
It's a very good strain. But a person must do what they think right, mustn't they?
You've changed these last months.
I suppose I have. It's not my fault. Nobody can help changing. Things are done to us and we change. Oh, I'm sorry I ever came to England and this life. But as I'm here, I shall stay until I have a philosophic outlook.
What's the good of that if you're unhappy?
As Charles would say, a certain amount of unhappiness is bound to come to every one of us. I don't believe we'd escape it, Lewis, in one another's company.
Well, nor do I, but I want your company.
Then want must be your master.
Oh.
I've said my say.
Yeah, there's been plenty of it.
Well, you want to know such a lot.
Only one thing, and I don't know it yet. Do you still love me?
Hmm.
Say cross my heart. Hope I may die if I don't.
Cross my heart? He thought I should say yes, but I shan't.
Well, you've forgotten your precious diary. Well. Let's have a look at it.
Lewis, I thought you'd gone.
Oh, no, not yet.
Lewis.
Hmm?
Are you really going away tonight? If you feel you want a little holiday alone, I shall understand. This concert, I know it's a strain.
Yes, I am going. It's generous of you to understand. Florence, I'm afraid you've had a poor time of it with me.
I've made mistakes, perhaps.
Well, Florence, when I'm gone, I wish you could be better friends with her.
With Tessa?
Well, everybody loves her, I think, who really knows her. If you knew how she speaks and thinks of you, then you'd love her too. I don't think you quite understand how good she is.
No, I don't quite understand.
Oh, but try, do try. Why are you and Tessa so...
Oh, what does Tessa matter now? This is the great moment in your career, I suppose. And you go on harping about Tessa, who doesn't really concern
you. But she does concern me enormously. And I want to be sure she'll be happy when I've gone away. I love her so much.
Since when have you loved Tessa so terribly?
Oh, I don't remember. Always, I suppose.
Why then did you marry me?
I was...
Does she know?
Yes, she knows.
Does she? And what exactly has there been between you?
I told you I love her.
What do you mean by that? Is she your mistress?
Florence! No. She's not. She won't have anything to do with me because of you. I told you.
I don't believe you.
It's true. Or she would never be so unjust to you.
I've seen enough of the whole pack of you to know that you can't be trusted.
You're making a wicked mistake.
Not her, I blame. She's just an unfortunate little animal. You, I'll never forgive. You've betrayed me, the pair of you, under my very roof.
Florence!
In my house. My own house.
Well, then let me get out of your house, and I'm not coming back anymore. When the concert's over. When the concert's over.
You may sleep well. Me, I find a good bed is wasted on a pair of lovers. It is all one to them. Oh, but she look pale, Auguste. Tired and pale. You have been ill, Petit George?
Only on the boat, madame.
Oh, the boat. Oh, one understand. When the ship walks, it is not good, voyou. But you remember this house? This place, chérie?
A little. We were all here once, long ago, in Brussels, weren't we?
Yes, yes, at the Pension Marx. For 3 months, I lodged Zanger and his family. Oh, that man, that man. So many children he had. It is unknown how many. Oh, here, we have one also. The little Paul, my grandson.
I'd forgotten Paul. How is he, madame?
My lad. Oh, he will not live long, that one. He is at school with the Jesuits now, and did he win all the prizes, yes?
Yes, except his father, Sanger. They all do. They're all too clever to live.
My sister, Antonia, is going to have a baby.
Ah! Oh, the little Tony. And to be a mother already.
The child will be born in wedlock.
Mais, toi aussi, n'est-ce pas? You also have a lover, Monsieur Dodd. And you shall learn much. For he is the first, I think, yeah?
Bawdy old thing, isn't she?
Bawdy? What is bawdy? I think it is something not very nice. For me, I am entirely comme il faut, voyons. Ah! Oh, when it rings, my bell, it never stop ringing. Lovers are impatient, huh? Oh, let me embrace you, chérie. Mm-hmm. Good luck. Bonne fortune à présent. Do not be too kind to him. It is not wise. Food is downstairs, if you wish. I must go. Oh, même je toujours. Oh, c'est rigolo, voyons.
Lord, what a hag! Madame Marx. To think we used to call her the Fairy Queen of Brussels.
Louis, I do feel so very ill.
Oh, my dear one, that's not surprising with the channel crossing we had. And you've had no food for nearly 24 hours. Hey, come and sit down. There's no chair, but sit on this bed. Yeah, that's it.
Oh!
Well, you'll be all right when you've had supper and a good night's rest. Won't you?
I suppose so.
Of course you will.
Though I doubt the good night's rest. I wonder if this is really Madame Marx's idea of a good bed.
It'd be our bridal bed, I suppose. So it's a pity it shouldn't be comfortable. Oh, Tessa, it's not bad. I've slept in worse. It
feels to me more like a stone quarry. This is a very odd place altogether. I'm surprised at you for bringing me here.
I'm a little surprised at myself. I've been living in the Silver Sty for so long that I'd forgotten what this was like. It isn't very nice, is it?
Look at the mantelpiece. That indecent little ornament next door to a statue of the Sacred Heart. Oh, how Uncle Charles would laugh at it.
Would he?
Of course he would. That's why I do. A year ago, I wouldn't have thought this a funny room. I'd have taken it for granted. Oh, dear, oh, dear. You never can get quite back. Life goes on and little bits of us get lost.
I liked your Uncle Charles.
So did I. I loved him. I wonder if I should have liked living with him in Cambridge.
Oh, are you going to live with him in Cambridge?
When I left school next year. We'd arranged it. His housekeeper can't make tea. Oh, I must remember to send him a picture postcard tomorrow.
But do you really think you might have liked living with him in Cambridge?
Perhaps. I'd rather be with you.
Oh, Tessa. Tessa. Mm. You haven't told me yet why you did agree to come with me.
No, and I shan't ever tell you.
Well, why not?
It isn't a suitable subject to talk about.
Oh, dear me, tell me.
Blessed if I do.
Oh, Tessa, you must. You must let me have everything now.
You have everything, my heart, except that. You can keep on guessing until the cows come home, but I won't tell you.
Was it something that Florence said?
I shan't tell you.
Yes, she said something that made you run away. What was it she said, Tessa? Why can't you tell me?
Because women oughtn't to tell men about each other.
I see. You're an astounding creature. You listen to old Madame Marx's conversation without turning a hair, and yet a gentle person like Florence...
Oh, please, I want to forget all that.
Oh, you're the most innocent creature in the world, really. I don't believe you understood a half that Madame said.
Perhaps not. But I know one thing she thinks. She thinks I'm your... fancy lady.
So does Florence, as a matter of fact.
Yes, she told me.
Ah, so that was it.
Oh, darling, Lewis, I've a hard thing to ask you now. If I'm not what they think, what am I?
What do you mean? What would I call you if I wasn't your lover?
I've heard you say such hard things of other women.
Well, listen, beloved, we must do. I couldn't ever again in all my life call any woman by a name that sounded too hard for you. I shall try to think every woman can be to some man what you are to me.
Oh, that sounds all right. Oh, Lewis, don't worry. I only wanted to know. Put your arms around me. Hold me. Do you know, I never realized before that we live on a star.
It's an ill star.
I can feel it tonight. Going flaming round and round in space. And you and I, the only real live people on it, clinging together for a minute or two before we get lost again. Do you have a feeling that this moment is all, everything? Nothing is behind us and nothing in front of us, just only now. Oh, I wish it could be now forever.
So do I.
Oh, it's getting quite dark outside that dirty window. Never mind. Another sun will shine tomorrow morn. Do you remember? Ah, say not so. Another love will cheer thee. The sun will shine as bright tomorrow morn.
Oh, my darling, you're shivering.
I know.
You're hungry, that's what it is. No. Come down to supper.
No, I couldn't really. I don't want anything.
Well, I'll get them to send something up. I shan't be long.
Oh, Lewis. Oh, I can't.
Tessa, let's get out of here. We'll go away at once.
At once? Oh, Lewis, why?
Oh, it's a filthy place. The reek of it seemed to rise up and hit me in the face the moment I got outside the door. Now, you shan't stay here a single night. We'll have something to eat and go.
Go where?
Back to England.
Back to England?
I shall take you back to your uncle.
Tonight? Oh, Lewis, I couldn't.
Well, do listen to reason.
I've come away with you because I think it's right, because I think it's best. And I shall stay with you. My mind's made up. I won't leave you.
Tessa.
We've run away and we've got to go on running away.
God knows it's not for myself.
You don't suppose it's for me?
But sure.
I've been through so much for you. Oh, don't always go on dithering and losing everything. Will you never understand?
Understand what?
Oh, it would be living our life all over again to give you up a second time. Remember before?
Before?
The night Sanger died. I told you then. Oh, but you never understand anything until it's too late.
Oh, I'm not too late now,
oh,
anyway.
You are so blind, my love. Are you quite sure you won't be too late again? Oh, my cruel, cruel lover. I couldn't bear.
My darling.
I can't ever.
And you shan't. Only stop crying now. I don't know you like this. I know, Tessa. Let me at least write to your uncle.
Oh, what's the good of that?
Well, I want him to know where you are. Suppose anything happened to me. Supposing I got run over by a tram.
Oh, you are apt to lose your head in traffic.
We can't have you stranded here in Brussels.
I can look after myself.
No, you can't. Now, please, let me write.
Oh, very well, write now, if you like.
Yes, yes, I will. I've got a writing pad in my bag here.
I won't give you up anymore.
You shan't. But I'll just tell you where you are. Here's the writing paper. Now, I'll post this tonight. I'll explain everything. Well, it's not so easy to know how to begin. Let me see.
It's very stuffy in here.
Well, then open the window. Mm. My dear Charles.
Yes, I will. I'll try to. Oh, Louis, I can't get it open. It's so stiff.
Try at the top. Look, will this do? Dear Charles, I love your niece. And as soon as things can be arranged, we are to be married. Meanwhile, this is our address in Brussels. Well, Tessa, how's that? Tessa, have you fainted?
Oh, Tessa, darling. Oh, don't frighten me so, Tessa. She's dying. Oh, dear Christ, help me.
Oh, Louis, I can't breathe. It's so dark. And another sun. Tomorrow, Louis. Tomorrow.
Something for you both to eat. Eh bien.
Tessa's got away. She's safe. She's dead.
That was The Constant Nymph, a play by Margaret Kennedy and Basil Dean from the novel of Margaret Kennedy. The part of Tessa was played by Rosalind Shanks and Lewis by Anthony Jackson. Florence was played by Margaret Robertson and Charles by Duncan McIntyre. Linda by Marjorie Westbury, her daughter Susan by Jill Carey, Antonia by Carol Mason, Jacob by Alan Dudley, and Paulina by Carol Marsh. Kate Sanger was played by Pauline Letts, Trigorin by Frances de Wolfe, and Madame Marx by Griselda Harvey. The original incidental music was by Eugene Goossens and was directed and played by Arthur Tatler with James Blades percussion. The radio adaptation of The Constant Nymph and the production were by Raymond Rakes.
This is BBC Radio 4, the home service that you're listening to. The time is 2:02, and just before the 10 o'clock news and the weather forecast, a reminder that because of the death of Senator Kennedy, many of our programs on radio and TV tonight have had to be either postponed or moved in time. Radio 4 will be replacing the advertised Music at Night with a program covering the funeral, which will include recordings of the final scene at the Arlington National Cemetery in Washington, where the senator will be buried a few yards from his brother, the late President Kennedy. That's a program that we hope to bring you at 11:10 tonight on Radio 4. And on BBC One, you can see the funeral at approximately 11:40, direct by satellite. Now, here's the weather forecast. Much of Scotland will be dry tomorrow, although there's a chance of a little light rain in western districts. Sunny spells are also expected, particularly in the east. After the clearance of early morning mist and fog patches, most of England, Wales and Northern Ireland will have a dry day. Cloud amounts will be rather variable, but sunny spells will occur in many places, especially in those away from western coasts. Patches of sea fog will affect southwestern coasts of England from time to time. Temperatures will be near normal in northern and western districts, and central and eastern England will be rather warmer than of late. The outlook for Monday and Tuesday, mainly dry, with sunny periods in many parts, becoming warmer, especially in the south and east. That's tomorrow's weather forecast.
BBC Radio 4, the Home Service. Here's the news read by Cormac Rigby. The American Attorney General has said that James Earl Ray, wanted in connection with Dr. Martin Luther King's death, has been arrested in London. The funeral of Senator Robert Kennedy will be delayed because of an accident on the line on which a train is taking his body to Washington. Philip Dobson has decided to accept President Tito's pardon. Georges Bidault has returned to France after 6 years of voluntary exile. Football, England has taken third place in the European Championship by beating Russia 2-0. In the first test, England saved the follow-on. Rugby Union, South Africa beat the British Lions by 25 points to 20. The American Attorney General told a hastily called news conference in Washington that James Earl Ray, wanted in connection with the death of Dr. Martin Luther King early in April, had been arrested in London. He said Ray had been taken into custody this morning by Scotland Yard detectives as he was attempting to board a plane for Brussels. The director of the FBI, Mr. J. Edgar Hoover, said Ray was traveling under the name of Raymond George Sneed and had two Canadian passports in that name, one issued in Ottawa in April, the other by the Canadian Embassy in Lisbon last month. He'd been arrested on the basis of information given to Scotland Yard by the FBI. In a statement later, Scotland Yard said that Raymond George Sneed, identical, as they put it, with James Earl Ray, had been detained at London Airport while passing through immigration. He was being charged at Cannon Row Police Station with possessing a forged passport and a firearm and ammunition without a certificate. The Yard statement went on, "This arrest was the result of intensive cooperation between the FBI, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and New Scotland Yard. The man will appear at Bow Street Court on Monday morning." Dr. Luther King's widow was told of the arrest as she left St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York after attending the Requiem Mass for Senator Kennedy. Yet another tragedy has touched the Kennedy family as they travel to the funeral of Senator Robert Kennedy. Peter Watson from Washington.
As the train carrying the body of Senator Kennedy set out from New York to Washington, two people waiting to see it pass at New Jersey, a dozen miles away, were killed and six others injured. The mass of people waiting beside the tracks was so great that they were unable to get out of the way of a train running in the opposite direction. And these crowds have been duplicated at stations all along the line, a silent mass of ordinary Americans paying their last respects to a man whose remarkable career, which might have ended in the White House, was cut off early last Wednesday in Los Angeles. Here in Washington, the Union Station awaits the train, now running an hour and a half late. The pillars of track 17 are draped in black, and people are waiting to see the burial procession past the Capitol, where Robert Kennedy was a senator, past the Justice Department, where he was Attorney General, past the White House, where he was his brother's right-hand man, past the camp of the poor people near the Lincoln Memorial, people who regarded him as their friend, across the Potomac River to Kennedy's last resting place, 40 feet from his brother's in the Arlington National Cemetery.
Peter Watson. Because of the accident, the funeral service is likely to be considerably delayed. The strictest security precautions will be enforced in Washington.